Welcome to the program. We're in Matthew chapter 6 today. We're looking at what Jesus said to the disciples. He said, "Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." He's talking about not being anxious about what might happen tomorrow. We're going to look at it. Have your Bible ready. Matthew chapter 6. We're looking in Matthew chapter 6 where Jesus is talking to his disciples on the mountain there as they were beginning a 3.5 year ministry. Some of them were concerned about tomorrow. I think they're worrying about how shall we eat and where shall we get our food and how are we going to buy clothes and all that stuff that we need to do. And he said unto them in verse number 25, "Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, or for your body, what ye shall put on. For is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Now maybe you noticed down through that portion of Scripture, he kept saying, take no thought. In other words, he's not saying we shouldn't plan for tomorrow. But as far as when we're involved in the will of God, you don't need to be concerned about whether God will take care of you or not. Don't be anxious about that. Take no thought. They were worrying about tomorrow. Somebody said worry must help because most of the things I worry about never happen. Well, no, worry doesn't help. Take no thought. Listen carefully to the message of this song. I really like this little song. It says, "I just keep trusting my Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and he gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky, or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, he will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus So just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and He'll give us song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord. He will never fail.
Well, we're living in days when people are anxious about what's going on in the world today. And let me ask you a question. What do you fear? You fear that virus out there? It could really affect your health. Or do we fear the fact that everybody's laid off work these days and the economy's going down the drain? Will I have a job next week? Do we fear security? Do we fear the fact that we are losing our freedoms in this world like we have never lost them ever before? Or are we even fearing the fact that we're going to die one day? The Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Well, I'll tell you, whether you're fearing the virus or your job or security or freedoms or death itself, it's not going to change a thing. Fear doesn't help. Fear hurts. And so one of the things we can be fearing, if you're a sincere Christian and you're concerned about the apostasy that's in the world, you're going to fear that this apostasy might get worse. Don't fear about that. It's prophesied. It is going to get worse. The Bible says contend for the faith. It doesn't say contend against the apostasy. So what we need to do is just face the facts and face the future and don't fear about anything. The Bible says again and again, fear not. Well, the fact is that God has not lost control. He knows exactly what is going on today. And what we need to do today is seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And the promise is all these things shall be added unto you. It's a promise. Now, we've mentioned before over and over again, God waits for our action and then He reacts accordingly. He said, our action, seek ye first the kingdom of God, number one, our action and His righteousness, His reaction, and all these things shall be added unto you. He went on to say, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We're alive today. We've got today, or part of it anyway. We don't know for sure. Life is short. But one thing we do know for sure is the Lord said He'll take care of those who will put Him first in their life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then you can sing along with this song again. I just keep trusting my Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and He gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus. pass away. But Jesus never fails. So just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and He'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord.